Fit for Family. We love God's great idea to found a family. Your treasure from God. A child is a gift from God. The Lord has used you as parents to bring your child into this world, to give your son or daughter life, and to raise them in this world. But your child is still God's creation. We still belong to Him. As Christian parents, you have a responsibility to nurture your child in an environment that serves Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, so that your child will not give into temptation. To be obedient is a duty for your child, but you have to help him or her to do so joyfully. You need to be an example by showing them love and care through your words and deeds. Do not behave in a way that is not Christ-like. If you follow this advice, your child will be willing and open to trust you and follow you in general. If you behave in a way that goes against God's commandments, you will be the reason that your child will rebel against you and they will possibly endure some suffering. In Exodus 34, verse 6-7, we read that God will punish the children for the sin of the parents. For example, you as a father are often telling your daughter that she is not able to do this or that. This mindset will strongly influence her self-value. This conviction and outlook can affect generations. She will tell her child what she heard from you, and so on. This is a reminder to give your best in raising your child. At the time when they leave your home, it is their decision to freely spend time with you or not. To honor your mother and father only means that you must never slander them or say, "No, you are not my father." It does not mean that your child has to obey your every word or spend time with you. To honor your parents doesn't always mean that you will support them financially either. At the time of Moses and Jesus, there was no social system or support. In the end, every human is free to decide to spend time with their parents, support them or not. As Christians, God wants us to give gifts freely. May God bless your journey with your child. Your Christian Pechen. Some Bible verses to think about this topic. Deuteronomy 6:6-7, NIV version. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Or in Ephesians 6 verse 4 stands, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." In Colossians 3 verse 21 stands, "Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged." Proverbs 29 verse 15 says, "For what and reproof give a wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame." Proverbs 31 verse 26, "She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness." Ephesians 6 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." And in Exodus 34 verse 6-7 stands, "And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, 'The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation.'"